Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
More than 2 weeks after the mayoral election in the city of Lawrence, the outcome remains uncertain. But that will likely change this weekend when elections officials begin a recount of the vote, which shows incumbent Lawrence Mayor William Lantigua losing to City Councilor Dan Rivera by just 58 votes. WBUR's Fred Tice visited Lawrence to talk to voters about their long wait for a winner.
El Pilon is a grocery store that serves food in the back. It's in a neighborhood that used to be called The Plain that went overwhelmingly for William Lantigua. But the owner, Jose Frias, says he's behind Dan Rivera. Because he's a very intelligent person, Frias says, and I hope that he helps the city and continues with the city's progress. There's disagreement as to how much progress the city has made under Mayor Lantigua. His administration has been the subject of several state and federal investigations. Some of his top aides have been indicted amid allegations of corruption. City Councilor Mark LaPlante, a longtime Lantigua critic, says residents of Lawrence are fatigued.
A lot of people were just tired of seeing the constant negativity that surrounded his actions. It seemed like there was a constant circus atmosphere. And I think that he became a very polarizing figure. So, you know, I think people were looking for someone who could really start building and unifying the city.
This election is between two generations of Latinos. The 58-year-old Lantigua served as the city's state representative starting in 2003. He was elected its first Latino mayor in 2009. The 42-year-old Rivera looks like he's in his 20s. He's in his second term on the city council. He served as Latino coordinator for the U.S. Senate campaign of Elizabeth Warren.
Time for a change.
Carlos Garcia is a customer at El Pilon.
If you have your chance, you didn't do what you were supposed to, then let somebody else do it.
But on windy Essex Street near City Hall, Naomi Nunes says Lantigua has done a lot of things for the city.
I see the street, you know, he fixed the street, the bridge.
Pano Santa Ana says Lantigua is the only mayor who's done anything for Lawrence.
Una la calle, ha remodelado.
The streets, he's repaved them, Santa Ana says. The park, many things that no other mayor has done.
He was able to sell to the people of the city a great job that he has done with respect to paving the streets.
City Councilor Mark LaPlante once asked the mayor to resign.
And if you were to ask most Lantigua supporters why they would be supporting him, they would immediately point to the streets and say, here's an individual that cared so much for our city that he's paved our streets. And the road money comes from the state primarily, and that's money that previous mayors have spent as well for road work.
For breakfast, Dan Rivera goes to El Pilon, in the neighborhood that is so strongly for Lantigua. He drinks avena, a liquid cream of wheat.
My mom used to make this when I was a kid.
Rivera's mom is Dominican. His dad is Puerto Rican. For something more solid for breakfast, he also orders tripleta.
Fried Dominican cheese, mofongo, with a little bit of Dominican salami and a fried egg. Yeah, so it's good. It's really good, and I don't eat it every day because it's kind of a heavy deal, but when I can, I do.
Rivera, a big guy, recognizes he's a long way from the combat shape he was in during the Gulf War. He was an Army MP then. As he looks ahead to Saturday, he's confident that the recount will confirm his election, but he recognizes how close it is.
We know it's 58 votes. We know we're a very divided community, and we're going to try to bring people together right away. I mean, the people that own this bodega, supporters of the mayor. But you saw, I mean, they're very welcoming, and they're prepared to go on and be a community again. And we think that Saturday, once Saturday happens, we'll be just fine.
You have not heard Lantigua's voice in this story. I went to his campaign office and was told that he was not there. Same thing at City Hall, where I requested an interview. He did not call back. Rivera is not waiting for the recount. He's moving ahead with the transition. His first order of business, if he's confirmed as mayor-elect, is hiring more police officers.
But part of the problem is that we don't have a huge tax base, so how do you pay for that? And we just have to prioritize, you know, and if it means that the parks and the stadiums, you know, have to be cut by volunteers as opposed to people who are on the payroll, so be it. But we have to get more police officers in the street.
Rivera says he'll also fire people who are not qualified to do their jobs, but were hired for their political connections. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.